With the big banks already under heightened security, another big blow was dealt to the trust customers have in them. A two-year review by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission has found a major bias by large financial advisory businesses towards their own products. The CEO of the Financial Planning Association, Dante Degori, says that's often to the detriment of the client.
The findings in the report are quite disturbing, actually, in terms of the number of cases that were not to meet the best interest duty. And in fact, some of those cases, or 10% of those cases, to actually place the client in a worse off position.
Under the spotlight are Australia's five biggest vertically integrated financial institutions, meaning they both advise as well as sell financial products. Overall, ANZ, NAB, the Commonwealth Bank, Westpac and AMP control around half of Australia's financial advisory services. As Matt Linden from Industry Super Australia explains, that includes a big slice of the superannuation pie.
We're dealing with firms that have got hundreds of billions of dollars of superannuation savings and around 20% of the market.
ASIC found 79% of products on the company's approved list were external, with in-house products making up the rest. Despite that, almost 70% of funds were ultimately invested in company products. Dante Degori from the Financial Planning Association says customers should be asking questions.
Some of these advisors were switching people out of their existing products to these in-house products. Ask the question why. How is that recommendation better for me? How am I going to be in a better position as a result of this advice?
In three quarters of cases reviewed by ASIC, advisors were found not to have acted in the best interests of their client. 10% of the time, the advice left clients significantly worse off. Industry Super Australia's Matt Linden explains exactly how costly that could prove.
Well, look, for someone, if they're pushed into the wrong product, which might have much higher fees than the existing superannuation fund that they're in, it's something which could cost them thousands of dollars a year. Over their working life, we know that the difference in performance between a good and bad fund can be in excess of 2% a year. That could add up to $250,000 over the course of someone's working life.
It was a multi-million dollar financial planning scandal at the Commonwealth Bank that sparked calls for a Royal Commission into the industry more than 3.5 years ago. Now, with a Royal Commission beginning in less than 3 weeks, it's an area the big banks are again grappling with. The Financial Services Council, which represents for-profit wealth managers, said there was still work to be done to address community and regulator concerns, adding that in response to the worst breaches, individual licensees will work with the regulator to compensate clients and make things right. Darren Mara, SBS News.